Vahatar Niknes Barba Imush Manadvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Meira Katz from Los Angeles, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Talmud, which in this context means learning. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah 6 in Chapter 6, describes 48 ways that we can acquire the crown of Torah for ourselves. And the very first way is to actually learn it. We talk so much about Torah, and we all strive to live a Torah life, but when was the last time we actually learned Torah? Some of us, maybe not since high school or seminary. Maybe some of us didn't have a traditional schooling at all. And yet we're very lucky, because today there's so many avenues to gain access to Torah knowledge. Websites, podcasts, WhatsApp groups, live shiurim. It's never been easier to start learning Torah. When we daven, we talk to Hashem. When we learn Torah, Hashem is talking to us. And in today's crazy world, we all need our daily dose of reality. We all need to connect to Torah. I feel like for women especially, it's never been more important for us to make our personal connection with Torah learning. Now, the commentators differ in their interpretation of what the word Talmud means. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, amongst others, understands it to mean constant review. When we learn things, it's a balance between new and exciting, which motivates us to learn, and reviewing what we've already learned. We all know that Jewish law, halacha, has many details, and in order to gain proficiency, we need to constantly review what we've learned. So it's a good idea to get so many books like Halacha a Day or The Laws of Shabbat, anything that you want to gain proficiency in, and learn a little bit every day of the same book and keep going again and again until it becomes deeply embedded in your mental muscle memory. Keep reviewing until it becomes so a part of you, you can effortlessly recall it. Another commentator, the Abarbanel, explains it differently. He says that a key factor in our Masorah is choosing a rabbi or a mentor for yourself, because there's always a danger if you're learning by yourself that you might not be understanding the material properly, or maybe you're making mistakes. So it's better to learn it from somebody who has proficiency in the area that you want to study. And more than that, we know a key chain in our Masorah, in our tradition, is choosing a personal rabbi, a personal mentor for yourself. I'd like to suggest that as women, we all need to find mentors for ourselves. This is because I don't feel there's a cookie cutter Jewish woman today. This is what we aspire to be. Tick these boxes. It's different for everybody. We all live very varied lives, all halachic, but different. Some of us are married, some of us are single, some of us are working, some of us at home, some of us are working and have kids, some of us don't. We all have different challenges, and it makes it a lot easier if we can find somebody in our position, in our circumstances, who's a few steps ahead of us, who can show us what living life as a Jewish woman looks like practically, who can give us tips that we can handle our particular circumstances in the right Torah way. So making ourselves arrive, learning from somebody who has a similar circumstance to us, but is a little bit more advanced than us. So in order to acquire Torah, number one, we need to constantly review till it's part of our muscle memory. And number two, we need a mentor to guide us, who we can ask our questions to, and who can teach us by showing us, not just by telling us, the correct way to live. By constant and consistent revision and learning from a mentor, we're well on our way to acquiring the first level of the 48 ways, which is Talmud. Thank you for learning together.